Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Good Sunday morning. It is 2:01 on the Fan. Pete Hoffman with you till 6 a.m. We got Pete Kennedy on the other side of the glass, Kevin Dexter doing the updates, and we have you. 877-337-6666. That is the number to call. And as always, if you didn't know this, you could tweet me. I'm a tweeter. At the Hoff WFAN. And it is for as big of a Sunday as this is for the football world, baseball, Mets fans are still recovering. I'm not even sure if it's a recovery mode yet. I'm not sure what level of depression we're in right now. But Jacob DeGrom leaving to go to the Texas Rangers has put the Mets fans back into that. It's not a safe space. It's not a safe space at all, but it's back to a very normal feeling. And I will just say this, for anyone out there that thinks the Mets are better off that Jacob DeGrom left to go to Texas because of all the money he's about to make, you're wrong. The Mets now are worse. The best pitcher in baseball. The best pitcher in baseball has left the New York Mets. He's gone. He went to Texas. He's no longer on the Mets. The best pitcher of baseball. They've gotten worse. There is no one that can replace him. There's not one guy. Go down the list. Justin Verlander, bring him in. Not better than Jacob DeGrom. Carlos Rodon, bring him in. Not better than Jacob DeGrom. Kodai Senga, we don't even know who the hell that guy is. Not better than Jacob DeGrom. So for anybody that's saying, good riddance, go to Texas. Go and die in Texas. No one cares about you. No. The Mets are worse. There is no way to get better without Jacob DeGrom being the ace of the staff. They needed to get better. They're not even going to get even to where they were last year. And that, to me, is the biggest issue. Is already. It's now year three of Steve Cohen. And it feels like we're the same old freaking Mets. It's embarrassing. I'm embarrassed to be a Met fan again. I am embarrassed. I am shocked. But I am embarrassed that we can't keep our own guys. The best pitcher in baseball. And don't give me, he hasn't pitched in a year. He didn't pitch in a year. You guys are screaming to get Justin Verlander. The guy is going to be 40 freaking years old opening day. He had Tommy John surgery a couple of years ago. He put out his lowest innings pitch total last year in over a decade. And you want to bring him in because, he's going to be healthy all season long. Not to mention we got Max Scherzer. And again, I love Max Scherzer. I love the idea of Max Scherzer.
But he wasn't healthy last year either. What the hell are we doing? We are back to square one again. There is no replacing Jacob DeGrom. Let's just get that out of our heads. You guys think, oh, so much money, you could just dish it off to anybody else. No one's better. I don't think you understand that. I don't think you understand. Jacob DeGrom is the best pitcher in baseball. End of story. Oh, he's 34 years old, though. He can't. There's no room. He's not going to be able to pitch all season long. Listen, Jacob DeGrom could make 10 starts in a season. I need him available in the playoffs. If you're a playoff contending team, he needs to be available in the playoffs. And not for nothing, he was the only pitcher that pitched well in the playoffs for the Mets. He pitched better than Justin Verlander. When? In the playoffs. So, get this MO of Jacob DeGrom is better off not being here out the window. This team already is behind the eight ball. And all I keep on hearing, well, we're not going to go for Judge. We're not going to go for Turner. We're not really going to fix the offense. It's really, we'll just need to figure out the pitching, and that's it. Figure out the pitching. The best pitcher in the league left the team. What are you figuring out? You should figure out how to keep him. And if it's like, oh, well, but he had no interest in staying. He had no interest in staying because the Mets were playing freaking hardball. The Mets never showed that they were building around Jacob DeGrom. And again, whether or not he really wanted to be here in the end, there was just not enough effort from the Mets brass. And they should be ashamed of themselves. And my concern is this. Are you punting on the season? Because again, if you're not going to have to trade Turner, guess who is? The Phillies. They're going to get better. The Braves are already a legitimate team. They are World Series contenders right now for the next decade. They're built. Phillies are going to get better. Teams around you are going to get better. But what, you take the Philly approach where, hey, they kind of backed into the playoffs last year and they went to the World Series. We could do that too. And just kind of punt the season, and then 2024, Shohei Ohtani comes around? Is that what you're hoping for? That's a loser mentality. It's a loser approach. This is like, if anything, a cut and paste approach. It's disgusting. How are you supposed to be a legitimate franchise, legitimate organization, when you can't make legitimate moves? The fan base is not that dumb. The fan base takes this team way too serious. The fan base didn't want to show up in the wild card game to San Diego versus San Diego because they knew that the Mets team wasn't going to show up either. So we're not dumb. And yet, somehow, Jacob DeGrom is not back in the Mets uniform, and we're going to sit there and try to sell us on an old Justin Verlander. A Carlos Rodon, who, by the way, everyone's sitting there, you know, kissing this guy left and right, singing his praises. The guy's had two good seasons in his career. They both just happened to come off of one in 2021, his walk year. He signed a two-year deal with the Giants in 2022 with an opt-out because he was making minimal money. So it's basically another walk year, another prove-it year. So he pitched two really amazing years in his quote-unquote walk years. I don't want to go through that nonsense again. How many times have we been burnt by bringing in pitchers who've had great seasons and then they suck. I don't want to do that again. I know Jacob deGrom doesn't suck. He can handle New York. He doesn't suck. Why are we going to go through, well, this guy sucked for 7 years, but he had a good year last year. Let's bring him in. What is wrong with you freaking people? I'm disgusted by anybody that's going to sit there, and I'm sure there's going to be people all night telling me, no, it's better off. He didn't want to be here. Let him go cry. Let him make his money. He's never pitching. You're all wrong. Simple. Best pitcher in baseball. You want him on your team. You don't want him on another team. End of story. 877-337-6666. Phones are lit up. I'm not sure if you're angry, happy, sad, crying. I'm everything and more. Let's get these phone calls again. You can always tweet at me at the Hoff WFAN. And by the way, you can always check out the podcast, Rico Bronya. We did an emergency one last night, or Friday night, I should say. Evan left the Nets game early. Evan texts me at 8 o'clock at night. Brutal. Now, I've learned to turn all my notifications off. So, like, I have no idea what happens. I'm giving my son a bath, and I get brutal from Evan. So I know it's not great news. Just trying to figure out what it is. And then once I go dig for it on Twitter, I go, you know, sucks. But I couldn't even enjoy it because I'm trying to give my kid a bath. So then he's like, we'll do it a podcast. What do you want? He's going to try to do it on his way home. I don't know. Next thing you know, he's telling me he's leaving the Nets game. He feels sick to his stomach. So we do a podcast. So you can always check it out. Rico Bronya. If you haven't listened to Evan yet, because I know that that's what people want to do. Rico Bronya podcast is out. You can go listen to it. Evan's reaction. And I give my piece as well on there. It's a very depressing podcast. I will just say that. And I have to be honest, Pete. Most of the podcasts we do together are depressing. It's not like a fun podcast. It's fun, but it's not like happy-go-lucky, you know?
As a fellow Mets fan, of course I know. Of course I know. And one of the best terms that I've heard from a fellow Mets fan heading into seasons, nothing to do with this time specifically,
right,
is that they often become infuriatingly optimistic to root for, right? Like, you get all these pieces of hope and all these things, yeah, to look forward to. In this specific instance, it's Steve Cohen's pockets and free agency.
Sure.
And then this happens, and that's why it's infuriatingly optimistic, because it goes from optimistic to depressing in a snap.
And it's every year. It's every year. And again, I'm somebody who said, when Cohen took over, I was very much, I'm going to trust the system. I trust him. I trust what he's going to do. I trust every move he's going to make. And this is the first time now, he's owned the team for 3 years now, first time that I could say, I don't trust him. I don't trust him. I don't. That's bad. He's owned the team for 3 years. This is his third, going through his third year. I do not trust him. That's not a good thing. All right, let's get to these phones. Tommy is on Long Island. Welcome to the Fan. Tommy, how are we doing?
Good morning, Hop. How you doing? How's everything?
I'm depressed, but how are you doing?
Well, I got to be honest with you. I'm a Yankee fan, but I feel like I'm in the same boat as the Mets fans right now. Me personally, you can't go based on where you think he wants to go, where he doesn't want to go. You know, the Mets' job was to make him the absolute best offer that he deserves. He is the best pitcher in baseball.
Yes.
By far. And I agree with you 1,000% when it comes to that. You know what he has. You know what he can do. You know what he can give you. You know how good he is. That's the bottom line. So for you to sit there and offer him, okay, you offered him a lot of money, but most players are looking for, you know, years and money. Am I right?
Of course.
Okay. So what'd you say the offer was? 120 for what, 3 years?
They supposedly had an offer on the table for 120 3 years. Yeah, so about, okay, $40 million a year.
Okay. So you're sitting there telling me that, you know, you're looking at Verlander. You're looking, okay, Verlander, listen, he's good, but what is he going to give you? You know, basically 25 starts, 20 starts, let's just say, 1 year. The guy's 40 years old. Yeah, I'm not taking anything away from the guy, but he's no Jacob deGrom. I feel like they should have made him a way better offer than what they did. They should have gave him the years. You know, at the end of the day, he is the best out there. That's number one.
Right.
Now, as far as the same boat as the Yankees, I feel like they're gonna lose Judge. They're gonna lose him because I feel like they made him that $200 million offer in the beginning of the year, where it should have been the offer that they made him now. And you know what? I think San Francisco is gonna wind up sweetening the deal, and they'll build a team around him. And I swear, I feel like that's what's gonna happen.
Tommy, can I tell you something? You nailed it with the initial offer. Everyone sits there and says I'm crazy when I said that was embarrassing, the offer that the Mets made. The Yankees made to Judge. And they're like, no, that's a legitimate offer. That's a good offer. Because no one knew what he was going to do last year. No one knew 62 home runs was coming. He is arguably one of the best players in the league right now. He is the face of the Yankees. You put him on the level of Mike Trout, of Shohei Ohtani, of Bryce Harper, and yet you're not going to pay him like that? That's embarrassing.
And you know what? Listen, we're in a market where you're going to make your money back tenfold. So don't sit here and tell me, you know, you don't have the money. Listen, this is New York, the cream of the crop. Yeah, you pay high taxes, but you're getting paid top dollar.
Yeah.
And you're going to make your money, and you know you're going to bring you're putting people in the seats. You're going to make your money. Why wouldn't you? And again, it's like anything else. One in baseball, they guarantee contracts. So what's the difference if you guarantee him, you know, $300 million a year ago? You know he can hit the ball. You know he's giving you.
Because Tommy, and this is a great phone call. I want to get to others because there's just so many people.
Yeah, go right ahead.
But Tommy, thank you so much for the phone call. Take care, Tommy. I appreciate it. The reason why is because it's the game. It's part of the game. It's part of the union. It's part of everything. It goes both ways, okay? The same way, and this is something that I tell somebody, the Grom issue was twofold. The Grom, A, maybe he really didn't want to be in New York, but B was going to go for the most money. Now, is it the AAV? Was it the biggest, longest deal? They're trying to break molds every time they sign. No one else was offering DeGrom 5 years, $185 million. No one else was offering that six-year option, okay? The Mets weren't even willing to break the AAV on DeGrom. They offered him a 40 per year. Scherzer makes more, all right? Aaron Judge has been trying to fight tooth and nail to always get a dollar more because the Yankees have constantly played this game of we're going to give you what the union says. We're going to go play these games. Arbitration says you make this, so we're going to fight for a little less. You got to fight for more. Even in this year where he's hitting home runs at a record pace, they got to go sit there in arbitration, and they're going to fight over is it $17 million, $19 million, or $21 million? Like, that's embarrassing. So they made him fight tooth and nail to make his money. This is his one and only big-time contract for Aaron Judge. He's not going to sit there and say, all right, I'll take less because, you know, you guys have handled me well. I'll take less. No, they treated him like crap. Business-wise, they've treated him like the way that he's supposed to be treated, like anybody else. It's a business, so I understand that. But it's a crappy way to be treated when you're arguably one of the best players in the league. 877-337-6666. Linda is in Forest Hills. What's up, Linda? How we doing?
You have to ask, Pete.
I know.
I know,
Linda.
I was hoping to get on after the update because I know we're up against it.
No, there's no update here, so we're good. There's no up against it. It's just you and me right now. Tell me, what's on your mind?
I am so embarrassed right now to be a Mets fan listening to some of these people. Be it last night when I talked to Big Mac, or just throughout the day today. You guys are killing me. You guys are killing me. I have no doubt. Jake was gone. The second Steve Cohen decided to give a mercenary hire in Max Scherzer $43 million a year. Okay? I wholeheartedly believe that. He didn't want to come here at first. But you know what? Cohen gave him 43 million reasons to do so. Okay? Jacob DeGrom gave this team 9 years. And I said this last night. He had an 82-57 record for this team. Along with that record, he had over 30 no decisions. And in those over 30 no decisions, he had an ERA of less than 1.5. Do you want to tell me, as a Mets fan, that you want to give that up? The one player that this snake bit organization can look to and actually be proud of and say, yeah, he's ours. He's the best pitcher in the game, and he's ours. And every team in the league is afraid of him. And you want to tell me, oh, just let him go. Just let him go. We have been so spoiled by him. So spoiled that when he has an outlier performance like he had in Oakland, people are questioning whether or not he has anything left. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me right now? And of course he's going to go for the bag. You want to say, okay, you know what? He's gonna die out there in Texas. I don't think he cares at this point. Because you know what? Everybody in the sport has been telling him he's the best pitcher on the planet. And you know what? He deserves to be paid as such. And I am disgusted. Disgusted that Steve Cohen did not do everything in his power to keep him in a Met uniform.
Linda, I'm on the same page, and I understand. And the one thing that you said that I haven't even mentioned yet, everyone's talking about this win total. Oh, he's not the best pitcher to pitch for the Mets. He's not even close. Look at the win total he has. Wins mean nothing anymore. Wins mean absolutely nothing for pitchers, for starting pitchers. Because here's the thing is, listen, you and Linda, one second. It's not about like, well, he only goes 6 innings, blah, 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 blah. The guy pitches lights out left and right, and the team that he was on sucked for years and gave him no run support and gave him no help whatsoever.
Ever. No team behind him has ever given him runs. None. And you know what? It's not just him. How many times did Chris Bassett this season pitch lights out and he only gave up one run and they didn't score?
I just feel like it's a typical thing for the Mets to do. I mean, it's weird. I had this conversation with somebody else going, I don't understand why whenever the Mets have a really good outing that the offense shuts down. The offense just shuts down. When the pitchers are on fire, the offense is not there. And it's the same way, too, and I compared it to, like, try to compare it to hockey. Nobody cares about hockey, Boomer. But
me started on the Rangers.
I know. But think about this, like, for years, Lundqvist, the best goalie in the freaking world, and they couldn't score goals. And then all of a sudden, the backup comes in, and then all of a sudden, the Rangers are lighting up the lamp. It's just odd thing. There's, like, I'm not sure if it's a mental thing, for both sides of the team, but from the opposition as well. But whenever DeGrom is on the mound, it always seems like he's in some sort of...
It's an event. It's an event. I don't care if the team was on a 2-game winning streak and you know, Jake was in line to pitch. Every DeGrom start was an event.
Yeah.
Every DeGrom start was an event.
Yeah.
And for these fans to have such disrespect and such cope as to say, oh, get rid of him. He's easily replaceable. Are you kidding?
Well, and Linda, and that's a great point. I do have to take a break here, but thank you so much. Listen, Linda.
Thanks, Pete.
Take some deep breaths. We'll get through it because we're Mets fans. We're resilient. It sucks to be a Mets fan at times, but it's nice to be part of this with you because we go through it together and we have this. It's almost like a rehab to go through it. So we'll get through it. I'm not sure how this team's going to do right now. I'll tell you this much. And again, Linda, have a good morning.
Thanks.
I will say this much. Right now, this team's like an 84-win team. Jacob DeGrom not being on this team is down to like 84 wins at best. It might be high 70s because they haven't finished the rotation yet. But I'm giving like the question marks to be some really good question marks in the pitching rotation. So that's why I'm saying 84 wins. But this win, they are not going to be a 100-win team like they were last year. I said going into last season, if they got a big bat, the Mets were going to win 100 games. They never got that big bat, and they won 100-plus games. They won 101. I have zero faith in this team. I think there's going to be a lot of regression with some guys. I think that Escobar's last month was nice, but I need to see that he can't have the first 5 months, and I'm worried that that's what's going to come back. James McCann, I heard, may be gone. I mean, listen, there's a whole thing we can get into about this team. Regardless, this team is just not as good. They're not as good, and that makes me frustrated. All right, let's get. I'll take a quick break. 877-337-6666. Robbie, Mike, Sean, Steve, Mike, everybody, we're going to get to you guys more. Coming up, though, because the one thing that everyone's talking about is, well, he's gone. Get rid of him. He's good, happy. He didn't deserve the money from here. What the hell are we going to do now? What are the options? We'll get into that more for the New York Mets in the starting pitching rotation. 877-337-6666 or tweet at me at the Hoff, WFAN. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.